Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Lifestyle and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, July 1st, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of lifestyle and culture news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is more than 5,700 Hispanics killed by guns in the United States in 2023, VPC study reveals. In 2023, more than 5,700 Hispanics in the United States died from gun violence, with 57% being gun homicides and 2,198 being gun suicides. Over a 22-year period, more than 83,000 Hispanics were killed by guns. The study reveals how the firearms industry and gun lobby have targeted Hispanics as a new market for gun sales and political power. Recommendations include improving data collection on Hispanic victims and supporting violence reduction programs. For more information, visit the Violence Policy Center website. Independent artist John Keenan announces Wreckage of the Past, a genre-fluid self-produced album set to make hip-hop dangerous again. Independent artist John Keenan has announced the release of his new album, Wreckage of the Past, set to debut on September 7, 2025. This genre-fluid project features 23 tracks that blend hip-hop, alternative, rock, soul, and cinematic elements. Keenan wrote, produced, and arranged the entire album himself, with no guest features. The album challenges hip-hop's norms, focusing on authenticity over conformity. Keenan's Make Hip-Hop Dangerous Again campaign will include various content reclaiming hip-hop's roots as a voice for truth and rebellion. Wreckage of the Past is a bold and honest statement from an artist known for his raw lyrics and genre-blurring production.
Hammer & Nails opens 50th location, partners with UFC legend Urijah Faber as brand ambassador. Hammer & Nails, the elevated grooming experience for modern men, celebrates the opening of its 50th franchise location in Nolensville, Tennessee. Partnering with UFC Hall of Famer Urijah Faber as a brand ambassador and franchise investor, the brand emphasizes the importance of grooming as part of wellness. Offering precision haircuts, shaves, and hand and foot care, Hammer & Nails provides a masculine, design-forward environment where self-care is seen as strength. With a proven membership model driving growth, the brand plans to double its footprint by the end of 2026. To support expansion, Amanda Grissom has been appointed as Director of Brand Growth, overseeing marketing and franchise development. New locations are set to open across various states, redefining men's grooming expectations nationwide.
This school banned cell phones 6 years ago. Teachers and many kids couldn't be happier. San Mateo High School in California implemented a complete ban on cell phones in 2019, with students locking their phones in yonder pouches during school hours. Teachers and administrators embraced the program, citing improved focus in class. Some students tried to bypass the ban, but many, like junior Lulu Bertolina, found it easier to make friends without phones. Experts support such bans, citing mental health benefits. Studies show an increase in passing grades and a decrease in behavioral referrals after implementing cell phone bans. San Mateo's success has led to a growing trend, with more schools and states considering similar policies. While the ban comes with financial costs, educators believe the benefits of reduced distractions and improved focus outweigh the expenses.
Junk.com experts share decluttering tips to celebrate Independence Day with a clean slate. This Independence Day, Junk.com encourages Americans to declare independence from clutter. With summer in full swing, CEO Nicole Tertiarisi suggests tackling projects and clearing out junk for a fresh start. Junk.com has released its top 10 things to toss this summer list, including old patio furniture, broken holiday decor, and unused exercise equipment. the company offers curbside, contact-free, and full-service removal options nationwide to help households reclaim their space and peace of mind. To book a clean-out or learn more, visit junk.com.
Q&A with life coach Pam Covarrubias. Breaking free from Caladita culture. Pam Covarrubias, a coach, speaker, and podcaster, rejects Caladita culture to empower first-generation women and femmes in the U.S. Through her podcast, Cafe Con Pam, she advocates against silencing and submission. Transitioning from corporate to entrepreneurship, Pam found her calling as a life coach, helping clients like one who grew her business from $80 to $600K in a year. Pam's approach focuses on inner child work and exploring subconscious beliefs. She identifies common wounds related to Caladita culture and helps clients reclaim their identities. Running her own business has led to personal growth and connections with supportive professionals, like her LGBTQIA+ friendly accountant. Pam recommends Wave for simple bookkeeping and accounting, emphasizing the importance of reinvesting in tasks and relationships that fuel you.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Lifestyle and Culture Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.